Your Unique Mission from God. Last week, Ever and I attended the SENT Build Like Saints Summit in Fort Worth, Texas. And we were encouraged by all the stories of fellow Catholics and other Christians following God's call to mission. During one fascinating panel, Alex, a successful entrepreneur and co-founder of Halo, the number one prayer app, recounted a moment of intense doubt. "I don't know what the Lord was trying to tell me," he said, referring to a moment a number of years ago when it seemed almost certain that investors would not step forward to fund the concept of a prayer app. With little in the bank, he had just finished his 70th pitch meeting out of 75 planned and had heard one no after another. As he pondered his situation, he arrived at a new moment with the Lord in prayer. "If this succeeds," he prayed, "all the glory is yours. And if it fails, that's on you too." You could have heard a pin drop in the room of entrepreneurs, business owners, and nonprofit leaders. As he prayed this new prayer at the end of his strength and resources, Alex described feeling a weight lift from his shoulders. The next day, investors began to say yes, and the rest is history. Halo is inspiring and blessing millions of people every day. In the second week of the month, we turn our focus with you to level two of your Trinity House, Person and Relationships, where we deepen our communion with healthy people and relationships. And yes, this deepening of communion requires each of us, like Alex, to come to a moment of surrender with the personal mission that God has entrusted to us. As Alex then recounted, "Jesus doesn't ask us to feed the crowd. He asks us to bring our loaves and fishes." Alex continued, "Work hard, pursue excellence, give the best you can to Jesus, and then surrender the outcomes to God." Amen. So where are you vis-a-vis the special mission God has entrusted to you? Inspired by Alex and other leaders, and here's a LinkedIn post with 12 further insights that I jotted down, Ever and I are thinking about the practical ways we can move further into mission. Consider taking time in the coming week to ask the Lord to renew your zeal for the mission he has entrusted to you. Invite the Holy Spirit into this time of prayer. Reflect on how you can more peacefully and consistently bring him your loaves and fishes, and surrender the outcomes to him. Try praying words similar to Alex's to convey that you are going to attribute the credit and glory of your work to God. Tell him that you are content with whatever outcome he provides. Ask your spouse, family, or close friends, "How can I better support you in the mission God has entrusted to you?" In another panel discussion last week, we heard entrepreneur Jeff Gentile say, "God never stops asking us to risk more. It's the underpinning of the Gospels." This reminded us of something a former pastor of ours once said. He said, "Jesus did not say, 'Take up your pillow and follow me.'" So as you come before the Lord to further respond to the unique call he has given you, take heart. He only asks you to do your best and then to risk a little more for him, to bring your loaves and fishes, to surrender the outcomes, and yes, to take up your cross, knowing that his burden is easy and his yoke is light.